Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Delton and Dwayne have arrived in Sledgeville, where they have been mistaken for a pair of VIPs scheduled to hold a big seminar in town. To protect their hides, our heroes are planning to sneak out of town right after the big banquet being held in their honor. Somewhere in the Sledgeville Burger Barn.
Citizens of Sledgeville, it is with great pride and elation that I now officially open this huge gala banquet in honor of our esteemed guests from Snarkle and Sons, to thank them for opening their newest grand seminar. Extra income through personality analysis of common kitchen utensils here in our humble town. I don't think I need to tell any of you how much this means to Sledgeville. We can really use the extra business this seminar will surely bring us. In fact, I think I can add, without excessive hyperbole, that it is virtually a matter of economic life or death for our fair city.
Take it easy, Delton.
But, of course, none of you came here tonight to hear a lot of speeches. We are here for one purpose and one purpose only. To eat. Let the banquet begin. Belly up to the salad bar, boys.
Let me have them cherry tomatoes!
Try not to eat too much of their food.
Why not? This banquet is in our honor, isn't it?
Well, not exactly, no. They think we're someone else, remember?
Well, yeah, but you said we're going to sneak out of town right after the banquet. Who cares how much we eat? Pass the chickpeas, please.
Just in case something goes wrong, I don't want to give them anything else to get mad at us for.
Oh, can you reach the ketchup?
Here.
No, not that bottle, the other bottle.
No, Just don't make a pig out of yourself, Dwayne.
Well, relax, Delton. Try to enjoy yourself.
Enjoy myself? Enjoy myself? How can I possibly enjoy myself under all this pressure?
Well, you ought to do what I do.
Yeah, what's that?
Whenever there's something bothering me, I just clear my mind.
Dwayne, your mind is permanently clear.
Well, that's why I don't get ulcers. Pass the anchovies over there.
Here.
I just wonder where that strawberry syrup is. There it is, over there.
I just don't know how Dwayne gets me into these predicaments.
Hello there.
Yeah, hello.
Aren't you one of those seminar guys?
Well, yeah. That's right.
Oh, I really like men who give seminars.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, yes. The very idea really, really turns me on.
Oh, really? Well, what's your name, honey?
Zelda.
That's a lovely name.
I know.
I don't suppose you want to go someplace quiet with me where we can discuss seminars in private?
Oh, I'd love it. It's like a dream come true for me.
Yeah, well, I'll do my best. Let's go.
Oh, yes.
Hey, dum-dum-dum-dum!
What?
Where are you going?
This luscious young lady and I are going to go discuss seminars in private, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Maybe I'll explain it to you someday.
Okay.
Come on, let's hurry up.
Right, see you later, Dwayne.
But Don, what about, you know, what about what we're planning to do after this big banquet?
All that.
Come on, honey, I'm just dying to hear your attendance figures.
There's been a slight change in plans, Dwayne.
You mean we're staying?
Of course we're staying.
Come on.
Just a minute, Zelda, a little bit of seminar business here.
Oh.
They're going to expect us to put on that seminar next week.
So what? How much trouble can it be to fake our way through a dummy seminar?
Oh, lots, probably.
Well, what do you mean, fake and dummy?
Those are technical terms of the seminar trade.
Oh.
I've got to go now, Dwayne.
But don't.
I don't want to keep my little seminar groupie waiting.
I've been waiting all my life for something like this. If I have to wait another minute, I'll just burst.
You hear that? You wouldn't want her to burst now, would you?
Well, no, I guess not.
See you later, Dwayne.
Tell me about scheduling guests, Deacon.
Gosh, I don't think this is a very good idea at all.
Well, hello there.
Oh, hi, Mr. Mayor.
All set to open up that big seminar first thing Monday morning?
I guess we're gonna have to.
Will our heroes successfully fake their way through the seminar? Tune in next time to Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Craig Nesbitt and Claire Stutzman.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.